You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Ronnie J.
Hosting for one day only. Dreams do come true. I just want to thank the network for believing in me for 23 minutes only. We've got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. Let's start with the big news. We're apparently close to a truce in the Middle East. That's right. I accomplished what no other Daily Show host could. Sure, maybe if you gave me the job permanently, I could solve this, but for now, here's what you get.
This morning, a breakthrough in the hostage negotiations is closer than it's ever been, US officials say. Multiple news reports quoting Hamas and Israeli officials are this morning outlining a possible deal, a multi-day ceasefire with at least 50 Israeli and international hostages freed in waves, with more to follow, and Palestinians detained in Israel, women and children, released in exchange.
Yes. Some good news. I mean, it's not great news, but it's the Middle East, so we'll take it. But that's right, Israel and Hamas are close to a temporary truce. Israel will stop bombing for a few days, and Hamas will release some of the hostages, specifically women, children, and one guy who is just really, really annoying. This guy won't shut the up about his podcast. Get him out of here. Still, for all the hostages who are being released, I just want to say congratulations, and I want to prepare you. Andre 3000 has a flute album now. But let's stop talking about the war and start talking about something else that could destroy the world. Artificial intelligence. Yeah. And I know everyone has been freaking out about this new technology, but don't worry, the people in charge of it obviously have everything under control.
This morning, an open revolt inside OpenAI, the company behind the groundbreaking artificial intelligence chatbot known as ChatGPT. Just days after the company's board of directors fired its CEO, Sam Altman, claiming he had not been candid in communications with them. 725 out of the approximately 770 employees signing a letter attacking the board's competence and threatening to quit if Altman is not reinstated.
Wow, the CEO of OpenAI got fired and all the employees threatened to go with him. I mean, these startups are such cults. Who cares that much about their boss? I mean, Trevor quit right in front of me and I didn't do shit. I was like, all right, man, I'll see you later. You're not supposed to care about your boss, okay? No busboy at Red Lobster is committing seppuku because that manager got canned. Asian references. That's what I'm here for. I mean, it's also ironic that the people creating technology that's gonna destroy everyone's jobs are also fighting so hard to save one guy's job. It's like seeing Ted Bundy perform CPR. also the world's top AI company, is not the place you want to hear that people are fighting over philosophical differences. The stakes are too high. All right, it's fine when Ben and Jerry fight. I mean, worst case scenario, I get raisins in my chunky monkey. Okay? With AI, it's more like, hey, am I gonna have a robot sex slave or am I gonna be the robot sex slave? I mean, just to be clear, I'm cool with either one. I just wanna know. The crazy thing is, we still don't know why they fired him. I mean, my working theory is that humans from the future resistance came back in time to fire this guy before he could destroy the world. Schwarzenegger shows up like, you are terminated. Put your things in this box. It's always tough to do this during the holidays. And finally, let's talk about Thanksgiving, which I still can't believe is a real holiday. I asked someone what happens on Thanksgiving, and he said, well, we all get together and eat. And I was like, so it's dinner. And it is. Thanksgiving is when Americans clog up airports and the arteries. But maybe this year, times are changing.
This morning, with Thanksgiving just days away, the new wave of prescription weight loss medications are altering how many will approach their holiday eating. With the average American consuming more than twice their recommended daily calories on a typical Thanksgiving day, drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro can be a game changer for those battling with obesity. Doctors suggest if you're taking these medications, be prepared to manage your feasting expectations.
They enable people to have a couple of bites and then say, I don't need to eat a large portion of this. That was enough.
This is the most American story ever. Big Pharma created a drug to help Americans eat less. And now they're having anxiety over what they're going to do on the eating holiday. Although I will say Ozempic is great for people whose parents can't cook, okay? I mean, no, Mom, I'm not hungry because of the Ozempic. It's not because your dry turkey tastes like shit. And it's good when you can get past the binge eating and focus on the real meaning of Thanksgiving. Friends, family, and remembering the time the Pilgrims and the Native Americans shared a meal and watched the Super Bowl, and nothing bad ever happened after that, ever. For more on this Ozempic Thanksgiving, let's go live to Michael Costa. Michael, how will Ozempic affect Thanksgiving this year?
Well, it definitely comes with its own problems. If everyone in the family is eating less, that means most of the food is going to waste, unless you take it to the homeless shelter. But come on, that's like a 20-minute drive.
Okay, but I mean, I guess the family could just make less food.
Whoa. Let's not go that far, okay? There's actually a much better solution. Gluttonol. It's a new drug that dramatically increases your appetite during the 24 hours of Thanksgiving. You inject Ozempic into your thigh, you inject gluttonol into your neck, and boom, you're deep-throating Aunt Karen's fingerlings all night long.
Yeah, okay, but isn't that gonna f up your metabolism?
Oh, yeah, big time. If only there was a drug that could fix that. Well, guess what? It's called Compoxo. You pop a couple of these pills up your butt, and your metabolism is evened out for the day.
Okay. Hold on, Costa. You're putting these drugs up your butt at Thanksgiving table? Won't that weird out your family?
Oh, it will. Which is why you'll have to drug your family. Introducing Happy Nerol. It sends everyone's oxytocin levels through the roof. Just slip a tablespoon of this in the gravy boat and let the hugging begin.
Okay, wait, isn't oxytocin the hormone that makes people horny?
Yes, yeah, a family orgy is a possible side effect. Which is why you need Demerolin. Just put a few drops in your eyes and voila, you're as flaccid and dry as grandma's brisket. Now, you do have to take it at the same time as the butt pills, otherwise you'll die.
Okay. Costa, stop, okay? This is dumb. Instead of people taking all these drugs, why can't they just not eat as much?
Oh, I'm so sorry that some of us need a little help to eat less and then eat more and then talk to our family without having sex with them.
Okay, I'm sorry, okay? I guess I just wish there was a way people could enjoy life without putting drugs in their veins and up their butts.
Well, there is, Ronnie. Introducing cocaine.
Enough. Michael Costa, everyone. Hey, save some for me. All right, when we come back, we'll find out how Donald Trump manages all his court gates, so don't go away.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, welcome back to The Daily Show. Let's talk about the only man who's seen more court time than LeBron, Donald Trump. Yesterday, his lawyers asked the court to release him from a gag order so he can call the judge a fat Mexican or something. But that's just one of his 4 billion court cases. And you might be wondering, how is Trump able to juggle all these court appointments and run for president at the same time? Luckily, we found the guy who helps him do it.
Donald Trump has another court date on the calendar after pleading not guilty for the third time in 4 months.
God damn it.
Is he going to use this trial?
Another lawsuit?
My name is Barnaby Dirk, and I'm Donald Trump's official scheduler. And I want to die. I have a color-coded system that falls apart every 10 minutes, but red is for state court prep, blue is for federal court cases, yellow is New York City court cases, purple is for time he spends with his kids, but I also use it for fraud charge cases because they basically overlap. Then each morning, I input a daily schedule into a common Electro monthly calendar from the 90s, so President Trump actually reads it. Please don't ask me about the ketchup stains. Oh, yeah, sure, we can put a deposition on the books. But could you just please remind me, what day comes between Tuesday and Wednesday? Oh, really? Well, then I guess we'll have to invent one to fit it in, won't we, you f***ing asshole? I've kept schedules for CEOs, titans of industry, that Nexium guy. It's never been a problem, no matter how much they get sued or how many secret families they have. But this is like nothing I've done before. Sometimes I have to get creative about scheduling two things at once. Like one time Mr. Trump had a round of golf that he refused to cancel. But he also had to bury his ex-wife, Ivana. So I figured out how to have him at both places at once.
There are reports that Ivana will be buried in New Jersey on the grounds of the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster.
I won a golden calendar for that. It's my profession's top award. As you can see, sometimes I have to schedule down to the minute. When he's going for the court case, bathroom breaks, when he comes out, when he stands outside and goes on a rant about how the stenographer is rigging a case or that the clerk really wants to bone him or something. I haven't left this building in 6 months. I pretty much live on Logan Paul's energy drink and Don Jr.'s leftover Coke. I think I have kids. Do I have kids? I don't remember. But I dream about the day when there's nothing left to schedule. I did it. I scheduled it all.
A former President Trump now has another court date. I'm Doug Luzader in Washington. We'll have more.
No! God damn it! No!
John Oliver will be joining me on the show, so don't go away!
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
My guest tonight is a former failed correspondent at The Daily Show. He's done nothing since then. Please welcome Mr. John Oliver. We get it. Enough already. Enough.
I agree with you more than I agree with them.
Well. Look well. Who's come crawling back.
Yes.
Where yes. It all started.
I know. It's pretty weird to be back. I do not like being in that guest room at all.
Oh, really?
That was the one room I worked here you were not allowed to go in, and I don't like being in it now. It really feels like I'm doing something wrong by being inside it.
Yeah. You never snuck in to see a guest?
No. And we were never allowed to really be in there because it had to be kept nice for the guest.
Yeah.
And it never really occurred to me one day I might be that, and I still don't feel. So I put my bag in there and then stood in the corridor for the rest of the I don't want to be in there at all.
Yeah, but this place brings back so many memories. You were here. You were in this building.
I was very much in this building. This was the reason I came to America.
Yep.
I was here for 8 years.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was so happy you came on, because people don't know by looking at us, but we actually have very similar backgrounds, because we both joined the show. I moved to America to do the show, just like you. And when I first joined the show, you know, the Daily Show alumni network is so strong. I asked to meet up with Mr. Oliver.
You came to the office.
And I thought
Mr. Oliver.
At he was Mr. Oliver. I was like, there's no way this guy's going to let me meet up with him. And you were like, no, come before work.
There's nothing I like more than talking to people who have questions about how to make field pieces.
Yeah.
Because it's such a narrow set of skills.
Yes.
And all of your questions were great. I remember you leaving and thinking, oh, you're going to be fine. Even though you don't have the answers yet, all your questions are right, so you're going to be fine. You do not have a problem.
Thanks.
I will say, before we make it too sincere, you do have that unique skill set of not minding being a dick to people. And that really, at the end, that is the secret sauce.
Well, you have to really not care to do satire sometimes. And
yes.
Everyone's like, I don't think people know how much you don't give a f-.
Yes.
Like, that's you truly right. Don't give a f-.
No,
you will go hard.
In the marrow of my bones, sometimes when our lawyers say they're going to be upset, you go, I'm not having a physical reaction to that at all.
Yes.
It is of no concern to me whether the Sackler family are mad with me or not.
To be honest,
I'm a little bit... There's a tingle of happiness.
Yeah, but that's what you need to do.
Yes, definitely. You like the feeling that I like the feeling of trouble.
You did.
In comedy, it's good because I'm probably a natural coward in many ways, but when it comes to comedy, I do like the feeling of being in real trouble.
Yeah, it's weird. You talked about it. You said pushing the button. You just got to push it.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, and what was interesting was when I met with you, this is how much you don't give a f***. You made me come to your office at 8 a.m., first of all, which is...
Yeah.
Which is extremely early for comedians.
Yeah.
I mean, wake
that
up.
That is true. That's the amazing thing about doing jobs like this. Now, when you get into comedy, it's not generally thinking that you will see a human being's breakfast time.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, that's right. You came very early. You looked bright and early. You showered. I had no complaints.
And I came and I talked to and I have very specific questions. And one thing you told me, I've been using this in my podcast rounds. I don't know if it's come back to you, but like... when you told me it took you 2 years to relearn how to do comedy in America.
I think that's probably true.
You were spot on to the day, by the way. I was, in hindsight, I was like, oh my God. Because I remember there was a day I was in New York City gigging at some comedy club, and it was 2 years in, literally almost to the day. And I remember things just starting to click a little bit.
Yeah.
Of like relearning how to do comedy. Because again, like you, like me, we were doing comedy outside of America before we even came here.
Yeah, and so I think the outsider perspective in comedy always works. The thing with being an immigrant here is you kind of have to learn the exact ways that your outsider perspective can translate. Yeah. So you kind of have to learn basically how that can work. And once it does, you're fine. But until that point, it does feel a little bit like uncharted waters.
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, you can come here and you can joke about America on a very surface level, and you can, and that will do well for you for, you know, if you have a 15-minute set, maybe 30-minute set.
Yeah.
But I feel like after 9 months or a year in America, the audience can kind of smell the bullshit of like, you've been here long enough.
Yes. Right.
Like guns
that's
shouldn't
true.
Be weird to you.
That's right.
So really, how profound your 2 year thing was. Like it takes 2 years to learn the nuances of America, so you can make fun of them in ways which.
Yes, exactly.
They appreciate.
Exactly.
Like, don't tell us we have guns. We know we have guns.
Yes.
Tell us something else.
If we know nothing else about ourselves, it's that we have guns to a genuinely problematic extent.
Right.
That is not a fresh insight. We genuinely know.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
So you were like going deeper and deeper into it, which, you know, that was my guiding light as well when I first started.
I'm so glad my incredibly insightful advice of wait 24 months worked.
It worked like a charm. I still can't believe it.
I just deep down didn't want to hear from you again for 2 years. Like, that's all it was. Yeah. Come back with the same question in 2 years.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk.
Yeah, you're spot on. And I wonder, like, do you feel like... satire in 2023, is that, you know, you've been at the show, you've seen the Daily Show kind of evolve over a lot of times. And when you joined the show, there wasn't anyone else doing it, kind of. There wasn't TikTok, there wasn't Instagram.
Oh, no, there wasn't those things.
Right. So it wasn't a bunch of, you know, like f***ing assholes on talking about, you know, like trying to do satire but f***ing it up all the time. And so...
What?
Sorry, now I'm just attacking a bunch of people on
social media. I think you're now attacking the entire population of TikTok for trying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'm down. I'm hosting for one day. Come at me, TikTok.
I was distracted, but is that a monogram shirt?
Really?
If you have a monogram shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a very fancy shirt, Ronnie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This one is, I got this shirt made in New York City Chinatown.
Wow.
And he, no, he's a girl, he's a legit tailor. And then he asked me if I wanted my Chinese name embroidered on it. That's, I was like, go for it. And then now it just looks like a mustard stain. Yeah, it doesn't look like my surname.
It does look
at all.
A little bit like a mustard stain. It's a very stylish mustard stain.
Yeah, did you guys get fancy suits when you?
No, we got no suits. We were not given any. I'd never owned a suit.
Check out this boomer. Coming on the Daily Show, telling us how good we have it now.
You really camera. Do.
We didn't have a desk.
We had to buy.
We didn't have cameras.
We had to go. I had to go to a place to buy a suit. And doing field pieces, you wreck them all the time. For years here, we did not. There's nothing that made ex correspondents more angry than hearing that we got free suits when we did. And that was the thing that bothered them the most. All it was right. No, you should have to go into the hole every year just to get a presentable suit. Now look at you. You're all spiffy.
Now they
did the show pay for that?
Yeah, the show.
Oh, this somehow. Monograms? You get monogram shirts now?
Yeah, well, you know.
Comedy Central has changed. I know things are a little choppy here, but monogram shirts?
No, I told them if they didn't monogram it, they were racist. And then they just did,
Oh, that's a move that I can't make.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. Like, we're both immigrants in America, and do you ever? I guess my question to you is like, how do you answer the people who are like, if you don't like it here, leave?
Yeah,
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they took it's a. I mean, it's a horrible point, but it's a fair question. I guess now my answer would be, I'm a citizen. You can't do that. But I think. The tricky thing is, I felt ownership. It's very dangerous. A British person saying, I felt ownership of this country, historically, does not go well. Yeah. It's amazing. I just went to India and I felt like I belonged. But I felt at home here long before my legal status was solid. Mm. That's the tricky thing as an immigrant. But the more I felt at home here, the more cognizant you are of the fact that it's not up to you whether or not you get to stay or not.
Right.
So it was a massive relief to get my green card.
Yes.
Yeah. And an even bigger relief to get my citizenship. So, yeah, despite the fact immigrants tend to talk shit, it's generally the kind of way that you talk shit with someone you genuinely love.
Sure.
Also, as a comedian, I only really talk shit as a way of expressing love.
Professionally.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't really know how to express myself sincerely.
Right, right.
I like you. I'm never going to say that. F*** you, Ronnie. There you see. There you go.
F*** you and your show. That's how we love. That's it, but I was back on that other point. Like, do you feel there's a place for satire? Like, basically, the news is so crazy right now. Reality is sometimes matching up to the news sometimes. In that environment, do you feel that satire is still possible? Like, you know, when you're doing a joke ironically, do you feel like people can get it, that you're trying to ironically be the bad guy in some, you know?
I see. You mean like if you're doing Philpies? Because we used to play the bad guy in Philpies, right? You would say things you did not mean just to embody an argument that you do not agree with.
Yeah.
I mean, in field pieces, that's the way that we would operate all the time. In general, I mean, our show's a little different. Like, we're not in the...
Yeah, I'm not asking about your show. I'm asking about, for me, for this show. You figured it out. I'm talking about for me.
I think there'll always be a place for satire. I mean, there was a place for it in Germany in the 30s. It didn't seem to work out that well over there, but they gave it a go.
Yeah.
So, no, I think there will always be, and I, unlike you, am happy for people online to try and do it as well. Ronnie would like nobody to have a voice.
All about earn your voice, like me. I did. I had to f***ing get on the show to get a voice. You don't get a voice just because you're in your underwear Instagram.
Ronnie regrets that gatekeepers have been removed from the process. You really like the gates.
I love the gatekeepers. It was so tough to come here. You know, it was really tough for me to come here. I like you, I also really wanted to come here.
That is the thing. I don't think Americans understand how rough the U.S. immigration process is. When they say come in the right way, I don't think they realize how literally impossible that is in some aspects. Yeah. When I got my green card here, they brought it to me in my office upstairs. and they gave me a Budweiser and an apple pie with a little American flag in it. And I think they were giving it as if, like, here's a joke, right? Yeah. Oh, you got it. You were always going to get it. Here it is. And I nearly cried. And to, for a British person, nearly crying is crying. Yeah. That's as close as I can come. But I was so relieved because I was worried about it so much.
Yeah.
And so I think you tend to find, like, when we were talking before, exactly, when you find out someone just got their green card, you can kind of almost feel the relief coming off it because it's such a concern.
It's not easy. It's not
easy. No, it is not easy.
In fact, even don't even talk about the green card. Even the visa before the green card.
It's incredibly
hard. It's called the extraordinary ability visa.
Yes.
You have to prove, first of all, that you have extraordinary ability, which I challenge anyone to do. Unless you're freaking an NBA player, 7 foot. And then second of all, it's like, if you don't constantly prove that you're, they can deport you.
Yeah.
Like, if I have a bag segment on The Daily Show,
You did not demonstrate extraordinary ability. That was at median level ability. That is the worst thing about coming in on a visa is, like, occasionally they'll look at the visa and say, what do you do? Yeah. Because they're expecting a surgeon.
Yeah. No,
someone with a marketable skill. And the moment you say comedian, like, this is not for you.
Yeah.
That's not. And also, then if it's all go, tell me something funny, like, or what? Is this a fun bit? Or is this the moment I get deported?
Yeah.
Do I need a joke on hand? It demonstrates extraordinary ability in terms of word craft.
Yeah.
Yes, it's incredibly stressful in a way people don't understand.
Yeah, so in a weird way, I'm with you immigrants to America who come here actually want to be here and have fought to be here, and we're the ones who get shit done here.
Yes.
Because we had to f***ing prove it every single time.
That's right.
Immigrants.
Immigrants. That's right. We get the job done.
Yeah.
I would say, what is more quintessentially American than coming to a country you don't belong in and deciding you're going to stay?
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving of all times.
Yeah. All right. So, we get it. You know, every interview I've researched you on, you profess your love for America. You're still here. Clearly, you still love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you shut the f*** up and be American for 1 minute instead of constantly complaining and talking like a f***ing foreigner all the time?
I mean,
I challenge you.
You challenge me to be American?
Yes.
And how would one do that?
I want you to eat this hot dog right now.
Oh, boy.
And then I want you to throw this football. And first of all, you have to call it a football.
Okay, I can't do that.
Yeah, you gotta,
I call it an American football.
Okay, American football.
I'll call it an American football.
And you got to throw this to me. So you got to eat that first and you throw this to me.
Okay, like this?
No. You got to freaking throw a tight spiral. We're going to go over
rugby.
There.
Okay, all right.
So eat this first. We got this from a bodega, so you might.
Oh, no.
This is the way we... USA! 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 All right. And then you got to come over here, and you got to stand right here, all right. And you got to throw a tight spiral.
How hard can that be?
All right, hang on. All right. Can we get a drum roll? Drum roll.
For you? For you? Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
This is Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. As wherever you'll find it, who gives a f***? We'll take a...
That's not how you throw to a
break,
we're
going to take
Ronnie.
A quick break. We'll be right back after this.
That's
thank
not
you,
how
John
you
Oliver.
Do it. You don't...
Thank you so much for being here.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Consider supporting Asian and Pacific Islander American Vote, an organization dedicated to educating and empowering AAPI communities to build a culture of civic engagement. If you can, please donate to the link below. And stay tuned tomorrow when Jordan Klepper and Desi Leidig take over the desk.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.